Begin the current daf, Masechta Baba Basra, daf Pehe. Begin on the bottom line of daf Pedalma Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion in a related vein from the previous daf. That is, we had a Mishnah, which was a continuation of the previous Mishnah before that, which is discussing this general topic of our Perek of Hamecher, someone that sells something. So the other Mishnahis were discussing if there's an unspecified sale, what's included in that. Then the end of the previous Mishnah had said something regarding that there's four types of midos b'meichrin, which spoke about what is the conclusion of the sale when there is a mechira, when can they still back out, which that's where our last Mishnah continued on that theme and spoke about when someone's selling something, depending on what area it is, regarding when's the finalization of that sale. Whereas our Mishnah described, it's not about so much if you measured, it's really specifically regarding the kinyan that you did. Certain places the kinyan is meshicha, other places the kinyan has to be specifically hagbah, as our Gemara discussed that on the previous stuff regarding if it's in the Rishos of the Meicher, or it's in the Rishos of Rabim, or it's in a simta, depending where it is. And that's where actually the Gemara discussed those parameters, which was a machlekes regarding if there was a measurement, which is not that important, but it was placed by the Meicher, as Taisus actually explained on that discussion in the previous daf, into a simta on the ground, not Rishos Lekech, that we see that that was the type of discussion. If it went into the Rishos Lekech, which is his Kli, so then he acquires it by being in his Rishos. But that's what the discussion was in the previous daf. Let's say it's on the floor in a simta, is that considered like somewhat his Rishos? On the other hand, it's really not his Rishos, it's like a Chatzar Shel Shneim, it's like shared by every person, but it's not like a Rishos Rab. That was the discussion, that's the theme that the Gemara continues on this daf, regarding specifically the Kalim of the Lekech, regarding the receptacle of Lekech. What is that in regards to finalizing the kinyan as if it's now in the Rishos Lekech, and that itself, let's say when he's not doing Meshicha, but just that it goes into his domain, will it acquire it for him and thus finalize the sale or not? So the Gemara tells us that Rav Shmuel Damer Tavai, they both said, as we get to the top of Peyem and Aleph, Kalev Shel Adam, the utensils of a person, meaning specifically the Lekech, the one who's trying to acquire it, says Rav and Shmuel, Koinelai will acquire for him, whereas Rashbam points out in the idea, as we pointed out in the previous stuff when we were having all these discussions, if there was a set sale price for what was being sold, because if not, then there's not going to be a kinyan because no one's really fully agreeing because I don't know how much he's going to charge me. He might charge me five times the normal price, or the buyer might just actually try to pay a fifth of the price. So it's talking about that they already set the amount that they're willing to agree on the sale price. So the person's receptacle acquires for him when it enters into his kalim, b'chol makrim, wherever it is, even if we're told about it's still in the domain of the seller. But as Rashbam points out, it would specifically be needing to be talking about where the seller told the buyer specifically, I want your kalim to acquire for you, as the Gemara says later on the next daf in Peivav Min Aleph. But actually, when it's unspecified, the Gemara in Amud Beis asks that as a question and doesn't resolve what the halacha would be. But we're talking about, says Rav and Shmuel, where he said specifically, yeah, you know, you're in my store, in my house, whatever it is in the domain of the seller, and you have your basket. I want your basket to acquire for you. So on that, say Rav and Shmuel, it acquires for him wherever he is, even in Birshus Meicher. Chutz Mirshus Aram, there's one exception, which is in the public domain. And as Rashbam points out, same thing would be what's called a Chatzar She'en Yishal Shnein, which is a courtyard that's not any one of theirs, it's actually someone else's, which is obvious from the brises that we're going to bring regarding this shortly of Dal and Midas, that there's four different types. That's the one exception where he has no rights to put his keli over there, and therefore then it's not going to acquire from him as if it's in his own domain. But if it's anywhere else, there's just Lekeach, a Simta, which is some side street, or even Mishus Meicher, the person's own kalim will acquire it for him without doing, let's say, like a kinyan Meshich or Agbah, just going into his utensils, like went into his domain, and he has acquired it. Rabbi Yechon, Rishim, Ben Lakish, Damer, Tavayu, they both say, Afila Mishus Aram, even in the public domain, if it's in his keli, he acquires it. Now, Amra Papa, he actually says, Loi Pli'i. Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon and Rishim, Ben Lakish are not disagreeing. Khan, when Rav and Shmuel said that if in the public domain the person's keli is not going to be acquiring, is Birshus Rabim, is in a true blood, full-fledged public domain. That, you have no right to put on keli. People are walking here, it's not, no one does these things, you have no right, and therefore it's not going to be your Rishus, even in your kli, in the Rishus Rabim. But Khan b'simta, Rish Lakish and Yechon were talking about when they said that it's even in Rishus Rabim, they meant a simta, which is a side street off of the public domain. There, people do tend to put things down, and you have the right to do that, although it's not fully his rishos, but then in his kli, in that simta, which was what we discussed in the previous daf on the bottom of Amud Beit, which we said everyone would agree, and that was actually the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, where there was a discussion if that halacha would even be not in his keli, when the moicher put it specifically for him there in the simta. But if it's in his kli, that's what Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh are saying, that in the simta it's going to work. Now, then why did they call it, which sounded like they were disagreeing with Rabbi Shmuel, that it's, even if it's in his vessel in the public domain, why they call it Rishus Aram? It's just Sha'in Rishus HaYachid. What they meant to say was that even though it's not in a private domain, it's in a public type of domain, which is what a simta is, still his keli will be kaina, but they didn't mean the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore there's no disagreement between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yechim Shlakish. Now, says the Gemara, Hachanam Mistaber. It's actually logical to say what Rav Papa said, that they're not disagreeing, and it's not that just he was contriving it to fit with Rav and Shmuel. Because the Amr Bavo Amr Rabbi Yechanan, because we have a halacha that was said over named Rabbi Yechanan, that said, Kelev shel adam kain alei b'chol makam sheyesh lei rishus lahanichai. Rabbi Yechanan was quoted as saying that a person's keli will acquire from him in any place that he has permission to put it down. So an example of that would be, let's say, like a simta, or a sheared courtyard, or the domain of the seller, for example, as we said before, which the Gemara will say later on, when he tells him, yeah, go ahead and acquire it in your basket here in my property, where all these are cases where he has permission. But one thing says the Gemara that you see from this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan is, yesh lei rishus in. If he has permission, then yes, then this keli will acquire from him. But if he has no permission to put down the kli over here, like in the Rishos HaRabim, middle of the street, you're putting a kli down, then lo, you see from Yechanan, then his keli would not acquire from Shema Menos, says Gemara, you see from that exactly like Rav Papa said, that even Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, this that they allowed in quote Rishos HaRabim didn't mean a full-fledged Rishos HaRabim, because there he does not have Rishos Lanichai, it meant a simta, which is like Rabbi Shmuel. Toshema, the Gemara will ask on their opinion from the following brisa. The Braisa says, Arba Midos B'Meichron. There are four different types of measurements in regards to sales. Now, actually, Rashbam brings down a different girsa of this Braisa, Tosefta, and what's important is because it actually works with how he interprets this Braisa, where the category three, there's four categories. Category three is actually the case of Rishos Meicher, and category four is that of Rishos Zeham of Kodnetzlai, by a one who's watching that deposit for the person. Because as Rashbam explains this braisa, it's not talking about, as one might think when you look at and read this braisa, there's talking about four different types of domains. Because you could read this braisa as one domain, and therefore the different halachas is in Rishos HaRabim, a different domain is in the seller's property, and the other domain is in the consumer's property, and then you have the domain of the custodian who's watching that item from the seller that's being sold. And that says Rashbam, you cannot learn the Brisa like this, because actually, as we'll see in the Gemara, the domain of the seller and the domain of his custodian actually has the same halacha, where both of them applies the ways of the consumer acquiring that object that's being sold with the custodian or the seller, accepting that this property will be given over to the rights of the consumer to acquire through that, or by renting it to the consumer, or by having it taken out from there, or by lifting it up. Because this that we learned clearly in the Mishnah, by the Rishus of the Meicher, as we explained actually on the previous daf on Amud Beis, that it works by renting that space from the seller to the buyer, where the Mishnah teaches us, v'imhoi b'keach, if the buyer is smart, seiches mekayim, that he can rent the space of the seller itself, and as we explained, the Gemara was referring to Rishus of the Baal. Now, so since the Rishus of the Meicher has the same halacha as Rishus of Nifkad, which is his custodian. So you don't have four measurements, you only have then three. So therefore, what does the Braisa mean, says the Rashbam, of this Arba Midas? It means that there's four different types of halachas that are going to be different in regards to what's the conclusion of a kinyan. What are these four? And we'll explain it as we go along in the Braisa, but Rashbam first says they are when the measuring tool that they're using to weigh, to see how much is being sold over here, is not owned by either one, not by the seller or the buyer. Moreover, it's talking about in the public domain or a courtyard that's not either one of theirs. Where there says the Braisa, that if the receptacle, the kli, the measuring cup is not filled up yet to how much is being sold, then it's considered in the domain of the seller. When it's already filled, then it's already considered in the domain of the consumer. That's one category. Another category is that actually the measuring cup is owned by one of them, whether the seller or the buyer, as we'll explain. Then as it gets filled up, it's being acquired by the one that's the owner of that, whether it be the seller or the buyer. That's the second category. The third category is if this is taking place in the domain of the consumer, then the moment that the seller agrees to sell, automatically the buyer acquires that item. That's the third category. Then you have a case of when it's in the domain of the seller or in the domain of his custodian, where there the Bryce explains the four different ways that the buyer could acquire it, either by picking it up, by taking it out, or by the seller or his custodian agreeing to give over the property, or by renting it out to the buyer. That's the fourth category. So now explains the Gemara, this Bryce. There's four measurements by a sale. Again, regarding to when is it finalized. So, ad shelo nismala mida, until the measuring cup has not been filled up yet, meaning, let's say something happens to it before it's filled up. Let's say the wine or the oil spills out, or the price goes up, says the Braisa, l'meicher. Up until it's filled up, it's considered still in the property of the seller, and therefore he could back out. Where, as the Gemara tells us later on, the Pezainim and Aleph, that we're talking about a measurement that was borrowed, leased, to the two of them. Meaning there was a person that took care of the sale, he was the one that got the buyer and the seller together, and he's like, okay, you sell to him, but we don't have a cup. We don't have a measuring cup. Okay, he gives it to them. So therefore, as long as it wasn't filled up yet, it's still considered in the reshus of the meicher. So whatever happens, for better or for worse, it's happening in the meicher's domain. Mishnas malamida, when the measuring cup, whatever tool is being used, receptacle, when it's filled up already, and that's what's being sold, then the lekech. Then it's considered in the domain of the buyer to take it and to finish off what he had bought, which is that he could use that tool until he conceals it or until he puts it into his own receptacles. But it was for that purpose that that third party had leased it to the seller and the buyer, which was for the seller to measure, and for the buyer, when it's finally measured, to use, to put away, to keep for himself until he's able to transfer it to his own properties. Now, so therefore, as long as they're still involved in the measuring of the measuring cup, so then it's considered in the domain of the one who's measuring it, who that's the seller. And therefore, the buyer cannot go ahead and acquire it when it's still in the kalim of the meicher, as long as he didn't do meshicha or lift it up. Now, but from the moment that it's filled up, then as we explained, that's already considered that he leased it to the buyer, where now it's already considered halachically like the kalim of the lekeach, because it was for that purpose that it was leased, that when it's full, it's going to be used by the lekeach. And moreover, this Tana holds, and this is why the Gemara is bringing in this braisa, to use it as a question, that the kalim of the lekeach, because shortly we're going to qualify this case, that it's taking place in Rosh Hashanah, that it, so we said that when it's filled up already, we consider it like the kalim of the lekeach, he acquires it, even though it's in Rosh Hashanah, as the Bryce is going to shortly explain, which is not like Rav and Shmuel. Now, however, the Gemara will answer on Amud Beis this question of Rav and Shmuel by saying that although we use the term Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't really mean Rosh Hashanah. It means, similar to what the Gemara had said before, Rav Papa and Rav Yechanan, that it's talking about a simto or a chatzar that's shared by both of them, where there the keli of lekeach would acquire, even according to Rav and Shmuel, as we said, that Rav Yechanan Shlagash was saying that, and they agree with Rav and Shmuel. But that's going to be the Gemara's question. So, says the Braisa, Bamed Varmum, when did we say this first category, that up until it's filled, it's the Meichers, when it's filled, it's Lekech, is Bemidish and Shoshneim, where we just explained that concept, where it's neither one of their measuring cups, it's being leased to them, given to lent to them for this purpose, and it's at whatever point, it's considered the Kalim of either the Meicher or the Lekech. This continues into the next category. But if let's say it was one of their measuring cups, whether it was the consumer's or was the seller's, then rishon, then every drop that keeps on being put into this measuring cup is kana, whoever owns that measuring tool, whether it be a basket or whatever it is acquired by that individual, meaning, and that works either way. If this measuring cup was from the seller, then even if it's already filled up, here it's going to be different, it's still going to be considered the seller's, and the lekeach is not going to acquire it, even if they already set a price, because the buyer does not acquire it until he does meshicha. And the reason for that is because since it's in the utensils of the seller in Rosh Hashanah, or even as the Gemara will ultimately explain it in the Simta, the Lekeach cannot acquire it, because even in the domain of the Lekeach, the Gemara tells us later on that the Lekeach does not acquire it as long as the payrus are still in the kalim of the Meicher until it's spilled out onto the ground. So when we say if it's in the keli of one of theirs, whichever ones it is, as it's coming along, it's going to be that individual's, the Meicher's, it's always going to be his, because it's his keli, until Lekeach does some bekinyan on it. Now, if it's the measuring cup of the Lekeach, then you're right, then even if it's not filled up, then that's what primarily the term Rishon Rishon kind of goes for him, where every drop that keeps on going in, he's going to acquire automatically, because it's similar to the case of, our Mishnah that we said that when he did Meshichi, even if he didn't measure the whole thing, that the Mishnah said that he acquires it, because since it's going to the Keli of the Lekeach, he acquired it. Now, another qualification says the Braisa, which we already mentioned this idea just before, that Bamed Devarmum, when did we say this? That these halachas would apply, whether if it's in the Keli of the Lekeach, because of it was someone else's that leased it to the two of them, and when it's full, it's already his, or because it happens to be his, which was like the second category, when it's the Midashal Achas Mehen, that the kinyan is going to work. It's Birshas Harabim. It's in the public domain. Now, this is the question on the opinions that we mentioned before, specifically Rav and Shmuel, that said that actually, no, even the Keli of Lekeach does not work in Birshas Harabim. Here says our Braisa, yeah, that's what we're talking about. That this halacha would apply when they're Birshas Harabim, or B'chatzah Sheinah Shashneim, or let's say in a courtyard that's neither one of theirs. Where, for example, we'd be talking about that the owner of that courtyard did not give them permission to go ahead and use their his property to measure out stuff over there, which that would be the same thing as the category of Rishus Harab, where like the words of Rabbi Yechanan was, that you don't have Rishus to put stuff over there, then that's where the Kinyan is going to work. Aval, but if let's say the measuring was Rishus Meicher in the domain of the seller, then says the Braisa, then Leikana, then the Lekeach actually would not acquire it, even if the measuring tool is his. And the reason for that is because the Keli of Lekeach in the Rishus of the seller does not acquire, even if they set a price, and the buyer already measured it all out, and he did Meshicha. Meshicha does not work in the domain of the seller. Ad Sheik Biena, says the Braisa, until he does the Kinyan of Agbah, which that we mentioned in previous staff already, that Kinyan works wherever a person is, even in the domain of the seller, until he lifts it up. Or until he takes it out of the property of the seller, either into the property of the consumer's own property, or off to a simta, or actually another interesting case, which is if, let's say, he puts his hands lower than three tvachim from the Rishus HaRabim near the doorstep of that seller's house, and he receives it, as the Gemara says this idea in Masechet Ksuvos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara actually in the next daf is going to mention this idea, that would be considered taking it out of his rishus, then he could acquire it. Now, however, the Gemara actually later on will explain that this idea in the seller's domain that he cannot acquire it wherever seems to contradict other opinions that said that you could, even rishus of the meicher, is because the Gemara will explain it's actually talking about that it's the measuring tool of the seller. That's why it doesn't work. Because when we talk about a different case, which is in the rishus lekeach, it's talking about also it's the kli of the lekeach. Now the reason for that, the Gemara will explain, is because, yeah, it's very common to use the seller's utensils in his property and to use the buyer's utensils in the buyer's property. But that the Gemara will address there in regard to that idea where although we said that, as we mentioned, the halacha of Rav Shmuel, we mentioned and we assume that that works everywhere, the kinyan of his keli, even in the Rishus of the Meicher, and it sounds like in the Braisa it's not, then that the Gemara will say, yeah, that's only because it's talking about the Keli of the Meicher. But if it was the Keli of the Lekeach, it would work even Rishus of the Meicher. Continues the Braisa with the next category. Rishus Lekeach. If it's in the domain of the buyer, which is that the seller brings his produce to sell it to the buyer, which people, door salesmen, comes in, he brings it into the domain of the buyer, then says the Braisa, Kibin Shekibul Alav Meicher, then from the moment that the seller accepts upon himself, in other words, that he's agreeable and he tells him, whatever produce I got over here is going to be yours with this amount of money, for this amount of sa, then Kadna Lekech, from that moment immediately, the Lekech acquires that produce, even if it wasn't measured yet. And the reason for that is because his own domain acquires it for him, even though it's in the measuring cup of the seller. And the reason for that is because although the kli is not his, but it's secondary to the rishus that it's in. And since the rishus is his own, he'll acquire it even though it's in the keli of the meicher. Now, as we mentioned before, however, the Gemara later on will explain that actually it is not talking about in the keli of the meicher. It's actually talking about in the measuring tool of the lekeach. And therefore, it's not any worse than when someone does meshichi, even though he didn't measure it yet, which our Mishnah said that he acquired. Same thing over here. Once it goes into his kli, he's going to acquire it. And again, although seemingly the ratio was talking about the keli of the meicher, that's because of the Rishus of the Meicher, the Gemara will explain. Here, we're explaining the Kelev Lekeach, because it's talking about the Rishus Lekeach. Now, continues the Braisa. Another case is, which is the fourth category, is Bishus Halah HaMufkad Netzlai. Let's say it's in the property of the custodian who was deposited with him by the seller who wants to sell his produce. He put it in the third party's, in his custodian's property. Now, the assumption is that the custodian gave over the rights of his property to the one who put who deposited it in his property for the purposes of his produce to be able to sell it and measure that produce in his house, like all people that are custodians, that, okay, you're keeping your stuff over here, meaning that you could use my property as a launching pad to be able to use it for selling your stuff. So, says the Bryce, in that case, like Kana, the consumer has not acquired this produce, ad she kablalov, either until that the custodian accepts upon himself by command of the one who deposited his stuff by him, that, okay, designate your property now that it should be the custodian's property, that he could acquire the produce as it is by you, so that it should be considered like it was in his property. And then it's going to work because it's in the Rishus Lekeach, because he's transferring ownership of his own property to the Lekeach. Oh, yeah, she is Chris McClayman. Or until the consumer goes and rents the space of the custodian's house, that it's like his own property. Now, says Rashbam, and this was one of the proofs he brought before, that the four halachas are not four different properties. The same halachas of the custodian would apply to the seller, where you could also do the same thing, either that he accepts that it should be considered the domain of the buyer, or if he rents it out to the buyer, because actually, the same thing works in the reverse too, where in this case of the nifkad, of the custodian, it also works the cases that we said by the meicher, which was that the lekeach could either do the kinyan of akbah, picking it up, or haitzav, taking it out. It's just that the time of the b'raisa said the normative practice, which generally a seller, when he's selling in his own property, he wants to clear out his merchandise from his home. So therefore, there it says that the lekeach is only going to acquire when he does akbah or takes it out, because he doesn't want to lease or rent out or get rent or give it as an opportunity for the renter, for the buyer to have his property, because I want the stuff out. Now, in contrast to custodian, the halacha that of Kabbalah and Schiris, there it does apply, because just like he went and he did a favor, he rented out his space to the first guy, to the seller, so he doesn't mind doing the same thing for the buyer. Okay, go ahead, this should be considered your property and you'll acquire it that way. Now, so therefore, it was just adding on another chiddush that for the case of the custodian, you could even do kabbalah or schiris, but the truth is, of course, the halachas that we said by the meicher of hagbah itself would apply by the custodian too. Now, Rashbam again points out that according to the one that explains later on, that generally in the domain of the seller is the utensils of the seller, and by the domain of the buyer, it's the utensils of the buyer. So you could also say that the utensils of the custodian, you usually use the custodian's utensils, and that is why the lekeach will not acquire by the kelim of the nifkad, because it's the custodian's and it's not the lekeach's keli. That's why it's not going to acquire. But you're right, if it was the keli lekeach, like we said from Rav Shmuel before, then it would acquire even, and that would be another option of acquiring the custodian's domain. It's just we assume usually it's the caliph of the nifkad, not of anyone else. But now the Gemara asks the question after you quoted this price of the four different domains, which is this halacha of when it's neither one of theirs measuring tool, or the second one where it is one of theirs measuring tools, or it's in the Rishus Lekeach, or it's in the Rishus of the Meich, or the Rishus of the Nifkad. Says the Gemara, Ketani Mia. But one thing that we learned in this price is that when we said regarding the keli of the lekeach, which actually this is going back on two different types of keli lekeach, either because it was leased to them, and when it's full, it's like his keli, or because when we said this, that which is mida of one of theirs, which is, in the case of, that is, let's say, the keli of lekeach, The Braisa qualified and said that this halacha applies b'shus rabim u'b'chatzah shein shoshneim. That if it's in the public domain or even in the courtyard that's neither one of theirs, it will acquire for the lekeach, again, either when it's his by virtue of because it's his, or because it's already filled up and then it gets in the lease is considered that already like his. So that asks the Gemara as we get to Amud Beis, my lab b'shus rab mamish, isn't it talking about in literally a public domain? And even so, the Braisa is qualifying that if it was a measurement of one of theirs, rishon kana, which is that we see that if it's the keli of the lekeach, it's going to acquire from in the public domain, which is difficult according to the opinions of Rab and Shmuel that said chutz m'shus rab, that the keli of the lekeach does not work in the public domain, and also difficult according to Bavom Rabbi Yechanan, who said that it does not work. It only works in the place where you have rishus and rishus rab. You don't have permission to put it down. So how is the keli of the lekeach acquiring in rishus rab? Then it says the Gemara, Allah Yitzimta, something like we answered before, that although it used the term Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't really mean the public domain, it means just that it's not a private domain. But it's referring to a Simta where there, yes, Rabbi Yechanan and these opinions all agree that there the Caliph of the Keach would acquire from. But that the Gemara asks, but how could you say it's referring to a Simta? But Vadum Yiddachatzer Sheinu Shoshneim Ketani, what's the other case that it compares it to? Rishus HaRabim and a courtyard that's neither one of theirs, which is someone else's courtyard. Now, what's the characteristic of someone else's courtyard? You have no permission to put it down over there. If you have no permission to put it down over there, then even though it's in your keli, but the property that's in where your keli is secondary to, you cannot put it there, and therefore your keli does not acquire. So you can't say Rishus HaRabim means Simta, because actually Simta is not like a chatzar sheinu shoshneim, it's actually like a chatzar shoshneim. It's like when it's a shared courtyard where it's not really only yours, but you do have permission to put it down, that's really what a simt is like. So why is it comparing it to chatzar sheinu shoshneim? That sounds like it's comparing it to a rishus rabim, where you have no right whatsoever to put it down, like in someone else's courtyard. So the Gemara actually answers, my chatzar sheinu shoshneim nami, right. Just like when we said it doesn't mean literally Rishus HaRabim, it's a reference to a simta, so it will be here. Although usually when you say it's not a courtyard of either one of theirs, it means someone else's courtyard, but that's not actually what it means in this braisa. It means deloy dahai kula veloy dahai kula. It means that it's not totally either one of theirs, elo de tarvayu. Rather, it means because it's both of theirs, meaning it refers to a case of a chatzar shel shneihem, meaning a shared courtyard. A shared courtyard where you have permission, but it's not really only your domain. That's where if it's in the lekeach's keli, then everyone would agree, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shmuel, that then it would acquire for him, but not that it allows it even a courtyard that's third party's courtyard. No, that's like Rishus HaRabim, and then it would not acquire for him, and therefore it's not difficult on Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara continues, Bayim in the Rav Sheshes Merav Huna. Kalev Shalakech Bershus Meicher, which we alluded to this case before, and that's what the Gemara is going to discuss, which is going to come back to that Braisa that we said seemingly that resolves the question. So the Kalev of a Lekech, in the domain of the seller, where Rashbam points out, must be talking about obviously where they already set a price, and it was already put into the measuring cup of the Lekech, or it was measured in the seller's own utensils, but then was poured into the keli of lekeach, and the house that it's in, however, is the seller's house, but it's in the keli of lekeach. So the question is, kana lekeach? Does the lekeach acquire as if the seller had already put it into the property of the lekeach, because it's in his keli, although he's still in the seller's house? Or does he not acquire? Why? Why does he not acquire it's in his keli? Is because the domain that it's in is primary, and the kli, the vessel, is secondary to the domain. So you can't say it's like in the Rishus Lekech, because that kli is in the Rishus of the Meicher, and therefore does not acquire. That's the question. So Amalei, Rav Huna said to Rav Sheshes, Tinesu. It's a Mishnah that we learned in Masechet Kit in the Perek Zerik that finds Zaman Alf that will answer your question. The Mishnah talks about a husband giving a get to his wife. So it says, Zarku lo l'toycheka. It has to go into her property. V'nasan l'biyada has to go into her hand or in her property. It has to get to her. So says the Mishnah, if he throws it into her lap, meaning onto her garment that she's wearing, which is on like her lap, or let's say into her basket that the women would carry on their head, which they would put these needles and certain household utensils. So he threw it into that basket or into her lap. Says the Mishnah, I raise the Megarashis. She's divorced. Why? Although they're in his house in the Rishus of the Megarish, what we would call, let's say in this case, the Rishus of the Meicher, but her basket, her lap, acquires for her. So you see that the Keli of the Lekech, which is the recipient, which is this woman getting divorced, is kind of even in the Rishus of the Meicher, on the Rishus of the Megarish. So Amar Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, my time of Peshata to Lamahi, why are you resolving this question from that Mishnah? In other words, that they had knocked in 100 nails with this tool called Uchla into this proof, that they totally shattered this proof in Perek HaZarik, where there the Gemara actually asks. The Gemara says on that Mishnah, it says, oh, what do you see from this Mishnah? That the Keli of the Lekech, the recipient, which is this woman, could acquire even the Rishus of the Meicher. On that, the Gemara says over there, from many different Amiram, why you cannot learn from that. And that's why Rav Nachman told him, he says, you want to bring a Raya from this Mishnah? You know the Amiram already disproved to bring a proof from that Mishnah? And he quotes, he says, Dom Rav Yudim Shmuel. He says, the reason why there it acquires for the woman is because of who Shahis the Kulsa Taluya, but it's talking about where that basket was hanging from her, and it wasn't even dragging on the floor. So that's why her basket acquires for her, because that's almost similar to the Kenya of Agbah, where it's being lifted up, where, yeah, that acquires anywhere, even the Rishus of the Meicher. Where, again, the term Taluyaba of Rav Yehuda Mishmuel means that it's attached to her and hanging from her. Rish Lakish, I mean, he actually says, Kshurav Avapi She'enet Taluyaba. He says, no, the reason why it works over there, because it's attached to her, even if it's not hanging from her, meaning rather it's dragging on the ground, but still it's attached to her, that's why it works. But you have no raya that if it's the Caleb of the Lekech would be on the floor of the Meicher's house, that would work. Or Rav Adbar Ava, he says, the reason why her basket's acquiring for her is because it was between her thighs. Meaning, even if it's on the ground, he says, the reason why it's going to acquire over there, even though generally you would not be able to bring a raya, and the Keli of Lekech would not acquire B'Shus HaMeicher, is because a husband is not particular about where his wife sits in his house. And therefore, up until now, that space where she was sitting was acquired to her, and therefore, it's the basket that's in her lap, of course, is going to acquire because her lap is her own area. Or let's say Rav Mishar Shabrid of Amiyama, he says, Gagain Shayya Baila Meicher Klosses. That case in that Mishnah is talking about where the husband who is divorcing his wife is someone who sells baskets. So therefore, he's not particular about where this basket is in his house because the whole house is made for that purpose. And therefore, he's not concerned with that, and that's why. But in general, who said it would acquire? Or Rabbi Yechonam, he says a different interpretation is because Malkim Cheku Kanula, the space of her lap, the husband acquires to her, or Mokum Kalasa Kanala, or the place of a basket he acquires to, where Amar Rav, he explains, my time in Rabbi Yechon, what's the reason of Rabbi Yechon's opinion? Is Lefisha another Makbid, because the person's not particular. Loyal Mokum Cheka, not on where her lap is, meaning even when her garments drag on the floor. Loyal Mokum Kalasa, not for the space of her basket, and therefore, that's why he allows that to be her property. So it's not even his property because he's not particular about that. That's why it's going to acquire. But generally, says Rav Nachman, to bring a raya from that Mishnah, there's no raya. All these Amiram are saying that it's for different reasons. But generally, just if the Lekech puts his kli on the floor of the Rishus of the Meicher, who said that would acquire? So Ella Pashla Mahar, rather says the Gemara, you should resolve the question from the Brisa that we mentioned before, which you see clearly, that the Keli of Lekech does not acquire the Rishus of the Meicher. Why? Because the Brisa was saying, one of the four categories was, B'shus Meicher Loikana, if it's in the property of the seller, the buyer cannot acquire what he's buying yet, Ad Sheik Biyana, until either if he does Hagbah, where he lifts it up, or until he takes it out of the property. Says the Gemara, my love, b'kelev de lekech, isn't it talking about, even though we're talking about that it's in the utensil of the lekech, where the seller had measured it out for him and put it into his kli, and even so, his keli will not acquire it from in the Rishus of the Meicher until he either does like, oh, well, yeah, that works everywhere, or until he takes it out. That the Gemara says, Loi, no raya from that price. So it's talking about the keli of the Meicher. It's talking about that it's actually was in the utensils of the seller. And that's why the Lekech will not be able to be a Kaina until he does Hagbah, because it hasn't yet left the Rishus of the Meicher, because it's in this house and it's also in this Kli. But maybe, says the Gemara, if it was in the Kli Lekech, it would acquire even the Rishus of the Meicher. Now, that the Gemara asks, but wait a second. So, when the Reisha became the Meicher, so if that's how you're saying it, that Reisha, that case was talking about, that it's in the utensils of the Meicher, so then Seifa Nami became the Meicher. So that would mean to say the next category in the Mishnah, in that Brisa, was also talking about the utensils of the Meicher, because we're not specifying. This is an unstated variable in the Brisa. Seemingly, if it's unstated, it's continuous, it's consistent. So you just described the case that, oh, he's not acquiring the Shus of the Meicher because the Caleb of the Meicher. So that would mean that the next case in the Braisa is also talking about in the Kalev of the Meicher. So then the Gemara asks, then Eim HaSefer, then look at the next case. The Braisa says, B'shus Le'keach, if it's in the domain of the buyer, says the Braisa, Kibin Shekibul of Meicher, once the seller agrees to sell it, Kodin Le'keach, automatically the Le'keach acquires it. Ask the Gemara, V'be Kalev the Meicher, but if it's like you described, these cases are all talking about, in the utensil of the seller, Amai Kodin Le'keach, then why does the Le'keach acquire it? Meaning, specifically, what he's asking is that according to you, that you go based on the kli. That's what you're trying to say. You want to say that the kli in the, that's what you're trying to answer, at least to say that it's not arrived from the braisa. You're trying to say that the kli is not considered batel and secondary to the domain that it's in. That's why you're trying to say that maybe the kli of lekech could acquire for him, even though it's in the rishus of the meicher. So then the question is, then why does the lekech acquire from the moment that the seller, this doorman that's selling, the salesman, from the moment that he agrees to sell it, but it has not yet left the domain of the seller at all? Because although it's in the rishus, it's in the house of the buyer, but you said that the kli is not secondary and bottled to the rishus that it's in. Because you're trying to say the kli of lekech requires the rishus of meicher, so then why in the seifa, when it's in the kli of the meicher and the rishus lekech, is that going to work? And you're saying that we're talking about the kelim of the meicher. Rather, asks the Gemara, must be that we go based on the domain that it's in, and not the kli, which is not like how the Gemara is trying to answer and say it's no raya from the braisa, and that's why in the domain of the seller, it's considered like the seller's, and therefore the lekech is not going to acquire even in his own kli until he does hagbah. So therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's in the kli of the meicher or even the kli of the lekech. Now, whereas in the house of the lekech, yes, that's where the braisa says the lekech will acquire it, even though it's in the kli of the meicher, because the kli is secondary to the rishus. So then the Gemara says, no. Save us on the kelim of the lekech. It's not difficult. I could still say that the kelim of the lekech would acquire in the shush of the meicher. Then how do we understand the halacha of the sefer? Because it's not talking about the kelim of the meicher. It's talking about the kelim of the lekech. So that the Gemara asks, so my paska. So where did you cut this line that you decided to cut and to say that although the Braisa doesn't mention what type of Kalib we're using, so we thought there should be consistency in the Braisa, but that's not how you're interpreting. You're saying that when it was in the Meicher's Rishos, then you're saying, oh, that measuring was only done in the Kalib of the Meicher. And that's why the Allah is going to be that he cannot be Kaina, because even though if he had his own Kalib Lekech, it would, but it's not Toma, it's Toma Kalib the Meicher. And when it's in the consumer's house, you're saying, oh, so wait a second, so you're saying that he's going to acquire it automatically, but why? It's Kalev the Meicher. Oh, no. In the Shusha Lekech, it's so much in the Kalev Lekech. Where did you see fit? How do you know if the Braisa didn't state that by the Meicher is the Shusha, it's the Kalev the Meicher, and Lekech is the Kalev of Lekech? So that the Gemara answers, that's not difficult. Stama de Milsa, the general way that things are, is that Bei Meicher, when it's in the seller's house, so Mani de Meicher Shchichi, you need something to be able to use as a receptacle, to measure, to whatever it is, whose kelim are around? The seller. So it makes sense that that's in the seller's utensils. Be'lekech, mani de'lekech shrichi. In the buyer's house, when they want to use, and the guy has his big tub that he's saying, oh, do you want to buy some of this, Mrs.? And she goes, yeah. And they find the keli. Which keli? It's the keli of the lekech. And therefore, these are the two of the measurements of the four midas we said regarding sales, where the Braisa was saying that in the Rishus of the Meicher, that the Braisa said the Lekech will only acquire if, let's say, he does Hagbah. That is, as the Gemara is answering, because what's usually normal in the seller's domain is to use the Keli of the Meicher. But that's what the Gemara wants to still entertain and say. But the truth is that if he would use his own Keli Lekech, it would acquire. But whereas the other category that the Braisa was talking about in the Rishus of the Lekech, there we said that he acquires it automatically from when the seller agrees to sell it, is because that's talking about in the keli of the lekech. But you're right, if it was in the keli of the meicher, then he would not acquire it automatically, because the keli is not secondary, according to what the Gemara is entertaining now, to the rishus that it's in. And therefore, the Gemara has not yet conclusively proven an answer for this question regarding if the keli of lekech can be kain in the rishus of meicher or not.